Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
No person in this life has ever grown to the point he can legitimately describe his love as perfect love. Only Jesus Christ had perfect love. We must certainly work in that direction, but nobody ever achieves perfection in this life. If we dwell in love, we dwell in God, and God dwells in us. The Apostle John teaches, "Herein is love made perfect, or complete, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world." 1 John 4:17. We must examine the word perfect to comprehend the message John is teaching. The word perfect never means sinless or flawless. W. E. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words defines the word to mean signifying having reached its end, finished, complete. Volume 3, pages 173 and 174. According to John, our love is complete or mature when we dwell in love. When we have matured in love, we may have boldness in the day of judgment. The word boldness does not mean arrogance. We can stand before God in the judgment and demand our eternal rewards. In fact, in this context, the word probably ought to be translated confidence. The English Standard Version renders that verse, "By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as He is, so also are we in this world." I especially like Dr. Hugo McCord's translation of this verse. "In this way our love is made complete, and we will have boldness on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world." The Apostle John adds, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." 1 John 2:28. Do you want to have confidence before Him at His coming and in the day of judgment? God's marvelous grace has given us the means by which we can enjoy eternal life. The plan is not mysterious or mystical. It is as plain as words can be made. Will you please give attention to God's plan for saving man? You must know the gospel of Christ, since it is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1, 16 and 17. You must believe the gospel of Christ or be lost eternally. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11, 6. But faith alone is not adequate. That was our Lord's reason for telling His generation, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke 13, 3. God commands all men everywhere, and that includes you and me, to repent or to be lost on the day of judgment. Acts 17, 30 and 31. Then you must confess your faith in Christ to have Him confess you to the Father in the last day. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Can you imagine anything sweeter than having Christ confess you to God the Father in that great day? As you read the book of conversions, Acts of the Apostles, you have probably noticed that in no one conversion are all the steps to Christ mentioned. For example, on the day of Pentecost, faith is not mentioned prior to the Jews' baptism. Does that mean the Jews did not have to believe before they were baptized? Absolutely not. It ought to be obvious they already believed, or they would not have asked, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The inspired Apostle Peter commanded the Jews, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2, 37 and 38. On that great day, 3,000 people were baptized and added to the Lord's church. Thank you, and may God bless you.